sucks.
All righty, good morning.
This guy sucks.
This guy sucks.
Not I think you should be working at the snack bar.
He's talking about us. These guys suck.
There's no way you're a professional host.
Oh, my God.
If you don't know, I stole that from Bob Barker. Happy Bob Gilmore.
I love Bob Barker. He's still holding
on. He's still holding on.
Larry King just had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Big heart attack, like his fourth one.
Dude, that generation is dwindling out. You got Bob Barker, Alex Trebek, Larry King.
Yep.
The older guy. Well, there's another one, isn't there?
Well, all the older ones. Clint Eastwood. I can't believe he's still hanging on.
He's
Christ.
Hanging on.
You seen the mule? Him and the mule?
I haven't seen it, but I heard that he was fragile.
Dude, he does. He's at that point now. You're like, wow, you're so old, Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a very interesting podcast with his son. He talks about him and his dad. Him and his dad never really hung out.
No, his dad was a big shot movie guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they hang out more now than they ever did growing up.
Yeah.
But interesting podcast. There you go. I just wanted to put that out there.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for wasting our time.
What? He says his dad is fragile, and then he gets prostitutes.
He's just trying to murder his father. It's terrible.
He wants that Clint Eastwood movie.
That Clint Eastwood, yeah, right there.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
7-Eleven, bringing the beer to you. No more days will we have the B-double-E-double-R-U-N beer. No, so 7-Eleven just launched beer delivery in 18 cities through its delivery app called 7Now. They'll eventually expand to more cities, although they haven't said when. Are there any 7-Elevens around here? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've seen one.
Mm-mm.
There's got to be one nearby.
Not that I know of.
I like that, though. I like beer delivery.
Because I would have went and gotten that free slushy that they do every year.
That's right. They do the free slushy every year.
I like the beer delivery. You know what I like, too, that Michigan doesn't have, that Florida has, I know. I know they have it in the South, is drive-through.
Drive-through liquor stores.
I love that.
Yep.
You literally drive up. Hey, I need a pack of smokes, a Snickers bar, a 30-pack of Bush.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why more places don't do that.
Is that a law in Michigan? It must be a law or something. There's got to be, because it's so convenient and so awesome.
It is. And it's not like, I guess if they're going to say like, oh, well, it encourages drinking and driving. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It's no different than me getting out of my car and buying a six-pack isn't going to deter me from drinking in the car anymore.
Well, I was going to drink on the way home, but I had to get out of my car.
So I said no. I said, you know what? Nope, not going to do it. But if there was a drive-thru, you better believe I'm going to crack that tall boy.
You know?
It's so stupid.
It is stupid.
Maybe you and I should open a drive-thru liquor store.
Dude, honestly.
Yeah.
It would be a great idea.
B&H's drive-thru liquor.
Uh-huh. I like that.
That's right. You're still second fiddle on the liquor store,
too. Dude, come on.
HB's sounds stupid. Doesn't it? Yeah. BH sounds much better.
BH.
And
we'll open it up in BH, Benton Harbor.
Oh, there you go. BH
is it the Benton Harbor store? No, it's the
Brock and Hunter store, but it is in Benton Harbor.
Yeah.
I fire you, it's okay because my initials are BH, so there's nothing you can do about it.
Burn the place down and piss on the ashes.
Be a hot fire. Be a hot fire. So anyway, yeah, if there's ever a 7-Eleven or if anybody wants to open up a drive-through liquor store.
Please.
That would be awesome of you, because Hunter and I are lazy, and we're also alcoholics. We're lazy alcoholics, and we don't want to get out of our car. And let's keep the booze train going. There's some benefits with beer. According to a new study, drinking beer is actually pretty good for you. It reduces the risk of kidney stones.
Oh.
It lowers your risk by 41%.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's near half.
You don't want to pee rocks? Drink beer.
Hey.
You ever had kidney stones?
No. And I've seen a picture recently on Facebook.
It's everyone's, even the small ones, everyone's like, it's the most pain. You're passing a jagged razor rock through your urethra.
Did you see the picture on Facebook where they cut open that kidney and they say, don't drink Coke and this is why?
Oh, no.
And it's just full of stones.
Oh.
It's the most gruesome. It looks like teeth.
Well,
it's like a kidney with teeth.
I think my dad had to go in and get them like broken up.
God.
Yeah.
Dude.
Ouch. Ouch, ouch,
it's just
ouch, ouch.
Painful. Yeah. God, please don't let me hit one.
It can replenish you after your workout. The carbs in the beer are good for you after you've just burned a bunch of calories. And studies have found that it might be better than water when you're dehydrated. I've been saying that for years.
Come on.
I've been saying that for years.
Who did this study?
Beer is good for your bones. Yes.
Brock did this study.
Dr. B. Okay, that's all it says. It's good for your bones. A study at the University of Texas found that an occasional beer can actually increase bone density. My bones.
Dr. Beer, is that what he goes by?
My bones. And lastly, it can help prevent Alzheimer's. The science is still out, but some researchers think that trace amounts of aluminum in our body have something to do with Alzheimer's. A study in Spain found two beers a day can limit its ability to damage your brain.
Wow.
So here's what we need to do.
Wow. You know, I can add to that. I did a study on beer, too, in my early 20s. Yeah. It helps you get laid.
Helps you get laid?
Yeah. It does.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
I studied hard.
If you drink or if you make the women drink?
It's got to be the women, right?
Easy, Bill Cosby, for God's sake.
Come on.
Here, baby, just drink this.
Yeah, the whole thing.
For God's sakes.
All right, me then.
You made all your dates beer bong before you?
Right. And I'll show you a magic trick. It's going to happen.
Good God. Do you also promote Jell-O and pudding pops?
Yeah. KY.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.